T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
646, 14 before 7 now. Warmer than it was yesterday, but maybe because it's damper, it might feel even a little bit colder. Highs of 52 today, or 54 rather. It's 52 right now, and a 40% chance of that drizzle. But then looking ahead to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, nothing but sunshine. A little bit breezy tomorrow with highs of 59, 60 on Saturday, and 63 on Sunday. In case you didn't hear, the public impeachment inquiry, the public hearings for the impeachment inquiry started yesterday. Jeannie Zeno, our guest, joins us, professor of political science at Iona College, professor of campaign management at NYU, and whose one tweet, or at least one of them, has been retweeted by the president because he liked it. How are you, Jeannie?
I'm great. How are you? I should tell you, it's freezing cold up here. I don't know if it's the inquiry or what, but we're in a freezing cold weather spell.
I would imagine it's pretty chilly on Capitol Hill right now.
That's right.
Did we learn anything at all yesterday new?
Well, we didn't expect to learn anything new. There was one piece of new information that Ambassador Taylor put forward in regards to a phone call that an aide reported to him occurred between Ambassador Sondland and the president. Again, the problem here is this is not a direct relationship with the president. This is somebody overhearing a call, reporting it to Taylor. Taylor reported it yesterday. So that was new. It further sort of ties the president to this push for investigation of Joe Biden. Beyond that, I don't think we learned much new, but we did sort of get a sense as to where the Democrats are headed in this and how the Republicans intend to defend the president.
So, first of all, it seems to me almost a conundrum. If you have something bad going on, you want to get it all out at one time, right, from a public relations standpoint, because every time something else happens, even if it's related, every time something else is divulged, even if it's about the same thing, it is perceived as, oh, something else happened. But in this case, it would seem as though if you're leveling charges against somebody, then you want that all to come out at one time, because then it seems as though, in this case, rather than an investigation uncovering this, people are going to say, well, why didn't, is it the ambassador, Jeannie? There are so many players in this.
Yeah, the ambassador. Yep, the ambassador.
Why didn't the ambassador come forward with this? But to be clear, he said that somebody notified him of this between his statement and his testimony yesterday?
Well, somebody notified him. It seems to have been last week. So he testified in closed-door hearings sometime in October, and then an aide or a former aide told him this, revealed this, I think it was last week or in the last few days. So this was sort of a new addition on top of his closed-door testimony. And you're right, I think there may be questions. I didn't hear many Republicans ask why this hadn't come forward earlier. I think they may do that if they get a chance to question. We do understand that this aide, by the way, is coming before Congress in a closed door hearing on Friday, so they will have a chance to question him. And I think there will be questions as to why this wasn't brought forward earlier, and I think that's a fair question.
That's the first thing I thought of when I heard it. It's like, now, wait a minute, now, hold on. Unless it happened between his testimony before in private and his public testimony, it seems like you're kind of adding things on as we go here. 6:50, 10 till 7. More when we come back. Right now, time for traffic on WWL. 6:55, 5 before 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Jeannie Zeno, professor of political science at Iona College, professor of campaign management at NYU. And Jeannie, I like to forward some of the questions from the customers that we get via text here. And one of them says, I'd like to know why they hold these impeachment hearings during daytime television when people who are the real taxpaying citizens who are working are at work. And he said blue collar here, but it could be any color you want, are at work. And if you don't have a DVR, you pretty much miss the whole thing, and all you get is the highlights or whatever. But I would think that would be because the networks are not going to blow off their primetime schedule and the advertising that goes with it.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a great question, because yesterday I had several conversations with people who said echoed exactly what the person who texted in said, which is that I have to work. I don't have time to listen to this. You know, I don't know if it's the networks or if it is Congress itself, because it's during normal business hours for Congress. But I do think it's a real issue, and I do think that the networks could be prodded to replay this testimony. Obviously, it wouldn't be live in the evening, or Congress could do it on another in another time frame, because for most of us, we have to work, and it's very, very difficult, unless you're in the media business, to be watching these all day long. And of course, your texter is right. What happens then is you have to listen to what other people say happened, and it's hard to form your own judgment that way.
I would guess it's about the revenue, because they're going to lose God knows how much money with, instead of Dancing with the Stars, they're going to show the congressional. Well, I know. I'm not trying to be silly. You know, Janie.
Bad,
that,
but true.
Or
yeah,
Janie, I'm sorry.
Bad, but true.
So bad, what do you expect to happen today? Any surprises? Are there going to be any surprises in any of this?
Well, we don't have any open testimony today. Tomorrow, on Friday, we hear from the former ambassador to the Ukraine, Yovanovitch, and she's the woman who was removed from her post by the president in about May. And so she apparently got upset during the closed-door testimony. It was a very emotional testimony we hear, and obviously people can read the transcript. So she will be testifying on Friday, and then eight more people scheduled to testify next week. So this thing is far from over, but I do think that interest will start to wane slowly, right? The first day is the one people really watch, and then the next day a little fewer and fewer. So, you know, I think the Democrats really have an uphill battle here to make this case. And I do think the Republicans were able to poke holes in what they see as, you know, no evidence of a quid pro quo. The fact much of this is third or fourth hand information. The fact that Ukraine did get the money. There was no investigation of Biden. You can go down the list. Democrats are trying to make the case that the president tried to extort, even though he was not successful. But most of the people testifying are people who don't have direct knowledge of that. So that's a real problem for the Democrats.
And for people that don't understand, if they want Joe Biden to be investigated, they need to elect a Republican Congress so that the Republicans can then appoint a special committee or what have you to look into this, because it's too completely different things, whether you want to say they're related or not, or their hands are both dirty. One has nothing to do with the other, correct?
Correct. And as you mentioned, Congress has a role to oversee the executive branch. Anything Biden did as vice president or is alleged to have done, it would be Congress that investigates. When it's a Democratic Congress, that investigation is probably not going to be as thorough. So to your point, you got to elect a Republican House, and we have a Republican Senate. And that's really Congress's role.
If that's what you want to happen. Thank you, Jeannie. I appreciate your time. And I hope you have a great weekend. Stay warm.
Thank you. You as well.
Hi, Jeannie Zano, professor of political science at Iona College. We'll continue the conversation when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.